Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cisternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of November 22nd, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and before you sit down with the family, maybe you want to know about some of these very interesting stories this week. So you are the life of the Thanksgiving dinner. And of course, back with us here at this Friendsgiving table, of course, he is Pickleball's top influencer. He is Father Nature. And an all-around great guy. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I mean, you may change that all-around great guy after you hear what happened to me. It's been over the course of a month or so. About a month ago, on a Saturday morning at around 7 a.m., the doorbell's ringing. Not once, not twice, like three or four times. Ding, ding. It's Saturday morning a.m. Emergency. I'm thinking, shit, something's going on outside. It is an emergency. I jump out of bed. I'm scrambling to put my pants on as I'm running down the hallway to the front door. I open it and this older woman is walking away and she turns and she's like, oh my goodness, did I wake you up? And like in my best like voice where I'm like, be cool. I'm like, no, you're good. But she could totally tell. And she's like, okay, well, I just brought these for Rachel.
Okay.
And it's a paper plate with aluminum foil on it. I'm like, okay. I walk inside and I look at it and it's two like square cut pieces from a cake, like not the whole cake, not a presentation of a cake. It's like we had a party last night and here's two slices of cake.
Okay.
And the lady told me her name. I'd never seen her before. And I'm just like, hey, Rachel. I assumed that Rachel like was going to like water aerobics in the community or something, like met this lady somehow. And I was like, hey, this lady, I don't remember her name now, but I was like, I remembered her name in the moment. I was like, this lady brought this for you. She's like, I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
Bennett.
And we look at the cake and we're just like, this goes in the trash.
Yeah.
Ploop in the trash. And we're like, that was weird. Then maybe a week goes by and there's a loaf of bread sitting on our doorstep that says, sorry for the cake or sorry for the last delivery or something.
Oh my God.
And we're like, this is weird now. We don't know who this lady is. She's presumably in our neighborhood.
This is like the Watcher.
Yeah. So we toss that in the trash. Then last night, I had taken the girls to swim team. When I got back, Rachel's like, hey, that lady showed up again and she brought us this. And you got to go to my Instagram to see the picture of it.
It is like a
3/4 pumpkin pie. Like she looks like homemade, looks like she made it herself. And then she was like, this thing looks delicious. I'm going to cut it with a spoon and eat some of it. And then I'm going to give the rest to my friend, Rachel, down the street. And then she also left a card that was like from an adult coloring book, like a doily. And then she'd fashioned like a turkey head and some turkey feet on it.
Beautiful.
And then it said, happy giving, and left the thanks off. And I think that she is upset that we're not telling her thank you. We're telling her thank you in the moment. Like when I had that interaction with her, I was like, oh, thanks. But like, I guess that wasn't enough for her. And so I think she's like now passive aggressively like giving us stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the here's the pie,
that's
Danny.
That's how it came. That's how the pie came, Danny.
Should I vote? I would vote
aluminum foil over it. So you open it up. It looks like she had cut it, then cut it again, then cut a slice or two and another slice or more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that went straight in the trash.
Yeah. Okay.
So
now, Danny, you have long said you would never eat any food stuff that was prepared for you by another human being, correct?
I have a very, very short list of individuals whose food I will eat. Mm-hmm. All of them are family members. Mm-hmm. Not a single neighbor or non-blood relative is on that list.
Mm-hmm. So hold up. If one of your siblings that's on the list gave you a pie presented like that,
I would probably eat it. If they were all on the list, yeah, you made it. You're on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That goes in my mouth.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. So Tyson, what's happening now?
I don't know. So that went in the trash last night, and now I don't know. We're just playing the waiting game. I was like, Rachel, what's her name? And she's like, I forgot. And I was like, we got to figure out her name so we can find her somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No. And find out where she lives. So that we can, but honestly, all we need to do is just like next time she comes, if I answer the door, I'm just going to be like, hey, can you stop bringing this stuff to us? Like, we appreciate it, but like, we don't need it.
So many interesting questions of that, you know, you wonder like, you know, in Snow White, the witch was trying to poison Snow White and mm-hmm. give her an apple. She made it look like a very delicious apple. So if the plan was to poison you, why not bring you a whole pie?
A beautiful pie.
A beautiful pie. Beautiful
presentation, not a
tempting pie.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But I'm not a pumpkin pie guy anyways.
Oh.
I'll eat it if like the mood is right or whatever, but almost never.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be like the most amazing looking pumpkin pie I've ever seen to eat even a slice of pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
The first kind of danger was the paper plate.
Oh,
I went to a restaurant the other day and they gave me sushi on one of those flimsy paper plates, mm-hmm. like the ones that are less than a millimeter thick.
Yep.
I just thought this isn't right. This feels wrong.
Yeah.
And if a neighbor delivers, I did. I paid a lot. Mm-hmm. If a neighbor gives you something on a paper plate, just throw it right in the trash. I mean, that's all just needs to go in the trash. A plastic plate shows some kind of pride in your meal, right? But paper is just like straight to the trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Presentation matters.
Yeah. Cause you don't even have to clean out the Tupperware or the nice plate and return it.
They don't care. Like
this, they know. Basically, I think that I'm throwing out their garbage.
A paper plate says, I don't want any feedback. Tupperware says we can talk about this later. So be very cautious when someone gives you a flimsy paper plate because they're saying, I don't want any contact with you after this. Hard stop. Mm-hmm. I ate this, period.
Oh my God. We haven't even introduced Mr. Vascular himself. Mr. Mm-hmm. Do not give me anything unless you're on the list and it better not be on a paper plate. Here he is. It's Danny Bryson.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Whatever you're about to bring over, neighbors, for the holidays, just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Find someone who will appreciate it.
But like a six-pack of Mountain Dew or something on your doorstep, that's not a problem.
I'll take that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just homemade stuff.
Yeah, homemade stuff. You're not a professional chef.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your stuff. I go to restaurants to eat strangers' food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat
You don't need
food.
More.
No, that's just rolling the dice.
Yeah. Danny, what's going on besides the paper plate sushi?
Gosh, I spent the morning cleaning, so I'm kind of like not in podcast mode yet.
Need
to warm up with some stories.
Okay.
Wow. What were you cleaning? Cat hair?
My office. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do clean a lot of cat hair. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started about the cat. We'll go down just this never-ending rabbit hole complaints.
But how's the office looking?
It's looking better.
Okay.
Still got a lot of stuff on the floor.
Yeah, what is this office what are you going to mostly do in there? This or edit?
I already spend like most of my day in here video editing.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's just clean it up. You know how like a living space just slowly gathers? People believe this is why my next house will have no flat surfaces. because people think a flat surface is always also a storage shelf.
Can right? you like, paint a picture of what a house with no flat surfaces looks like?
It'll be angles everywhere.
The yeah, sound floors and everything.
Yeah, the sound cancellation will be amazing. But like there will be no flat surfaces or storage. Unwanted papers.
No level surfaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unwanted trinkets. Yeah. Everything will be like sloped. So that slope. It'll instantly fall off and spill on the floor. Yeah,
that's floors. That's countertops. That's mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We have dinner.
No, we will have a table. It'll be very small.
One small table.
And it has a timer. And so after an hour, it goes like this.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Makes gonna every meal be you'll be on the edge of your seat, literally. And but you have a sloped counter, but then also sloped floor. So if you drop something,
I didn't say the sloped floors. Oh, floors are level.
So the floors are gonna be level in your house?
It's just like things like the banister, like at the bottom of the stairs. That's a storage unit for everyone.
Yeah.
All the unnecessary counter space, also a storage unit. It's just, it gets out of control. And that's why I'm cleaning my office because people just put things on my shelves.
Bathroom counters.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Liz's bathroom counter overflows and like mold that also grows in bathrooms comes over to my counter, which is tiny. And it just starts to find things like extra combs, extra mirrors, makeup. It's just out of control.
Yeah.
Got to stop.
What angle will the bed be at?
Whoa.
Mm. The bed can be flat. I keep my bed.
Okay. It can be flat. And then what will be the point of shelves if they're not flat?
Here's the thing. Do you really need a shelf though? Mm-hmm. Like what are you putting on that shelf? That's so important. You need it to be visible and accessible all day.
Danny, you just have hooks in your storage space, right?
Yeah, and my gear ring, it's all pegged. Yeah, for all my rope.
No flat surfaces.
So, look, flat surfaces is just inviting mess.
Yeah. Danny Bryson, he's all about climbing mountains. He's anti-flat surfaces all around.
Yeah. I'm all about angles. I'm Mr. Angle.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Trey Angle.
Yeah.
Listen, I think, though, that if you don't have a countertop, that's level. If you don't have a table, that's level. If you don't have a place for people to set stuff, they're going to then default to the floor. And that is why the floors cannot be level either.
Mm-hmm.
No, because then the thing with the floor, when my daughter puts stuff on the floor in her room, I just walk in just kicking things like, oh, if this is where you want it to be, then this is what's going to happen. Just beating Barbies all around the room and stomping on like, Polly Pockets, just out of control.
Like Godzilla.
But it does teach a lesson. Yeah. Yes, it is exactly like Godzilla.
Did she learn her lesson?
No, never. So she starts to cry. And then I'll do it like a couple of days later, just walk in like kicking things and stomping like Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you had an entire house, all one piece, like either like cement or like 3D printed plastic?
Yeah, prefabricated. Yeah.
And every single angle went to a chute at out back that dropped into a garbage dumpster type thing.
I have thought about incinerator.
Mm-hmm. Or an incinerator. So you could just go in like once a week, fire hose the whole place. It's all, and then everything
Tyson, you're describing my fantasy.
Everything gets swished down. This is like my fantasy.
That would be so great if I could walk into my kid's room and just hose it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a dream. Wow. The home of the future.
One day.
All right. Well, that we've got a big holiday coming up on Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. And a lot of our listeners have been tagging us as something that we had talked about and prophesized on this very podcast has started to come out around Halloween time. We were talking about all of the 12-foot skeletons and how it really is a shame that there is no way to repurpose these 12-foot skeletons all year round. However, there are some people that are ahead of the curve, and there have been some sightings here. Check this out. A 12-foot turkey skeleton.
Yeah, I love it.
Turkeleton? I mean, what is like the nickname for this terrifying turkey?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. 12-foot skeletons are for Halloween. Mm-hmm.
This is like Danny Bryson walking in his kid's room of like, where are the toys?
Smash, smash, smash. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I also saw a repurposed skeleton that was very Christmassy. It had a Santa hat, mm-hmm. a Santa scarf, mm-hmm. and it looked like they had tried to dress it up in some kind of garb.
Yeah.
But, so yeah. 300 years from now, will the skeleton be the symbol of all holidays? And like, nobody will even think anything of it when they're like, where's the Christmas skeleton? Okay, it's Easter. Easter skeleton's going out. Mm-hmm. All right. 4th of July, 4th of July skeleton, get that thing out there. Like, that's maybe the future that we will see. And nobody, that's just will become the tradition. Skeletons for all holidays.
By the way, this is awesome. This is yes. part human, part turkey.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
All the dead parts are the human parts. The living parts are the turkey parts. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
This is awesome. This is great.
So, yeah. I feel like we're early on here. We envisioned some sort of like flesh suit that you could put onto the skeleton to dress mm-hmm. it up for the other holidays. We are not there yet.
Not yet.
I can't wait to order my flesh suit mm-hmm. on Costco or Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's coming along. So please let us know when you spot the 12-foot skeleton being used in creative ways in a neighborhood near you. Okay?
Yeah, I would look at that and be like, that's a Thanksgiving decoration. Like if I was just driving past, initially, I don't think I'd be like 12-foot Halloween skeleton. I'd drive past and be like, weird Thanksgiving decoration. Mm-hmm. Because they did a really good job with that suit.
Yeah. Oh,
it's beautiful.
Really, the name of the game is never having to put the 12-foot skeleton away because there is no place to store the 12-foot skeleton. So you just keep it out and then just keep finding different ways to dress it up.
Oh, and the wife and kids aren't going to help you take that down.
Certainly not. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that if they didn't have the arms on it, if it just put wings on it, like turkey wings, it would look almost perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the arms that are throwing it off.
All right. Here's a story about a controversy that's been going on over on Facebook where people are debating whether or not a photo might actually have some evidence of a time traveler. Mm. Okay. The photo is from 1943 Iceland. And here is the photo in question. Where there's a bunch of people walking around during World War II, but we see one man here who is not in an army uniform and appears to be holding a cell phone to his ear, which is making some people over on Facebook feel like that this is a time traveler.
Who is he calling? Through what network is he reaching other time travelers?
Yeah.
He has no data. So what's the point of having a phone without data?
You're so close-minded, bro. You're only thinking about the technology we have now. What if this guy is from 300 years in the future? He just set up his New Year's skeleton on his front yard, mm-hmm. and then he time-traveled here, and the new networks can also go through space and time.
Mm.
Well, a lot of good he did by traveling back to World War II.
Yeah,
maybe it would have been worse.
He went to Reykjavik and hung out there for a couple of days.
Yeah,
didn't even go to like New York
to report back. Yeah, what was going on in New York during World War II?
I don't know. At least it's a bumping city. Maybe go down to London.
This
I
mean, doesn't like look like it's not bumping.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you were going to go down,
soldiers there.
No, if you were to go back to World War II to witness some World War II stuff.
Yeah,
you're going somewhere like London, Berlin. You're not going to Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this is like the dumbest place to be.
You
came back. You're a time traveler. You're a sightseer of the past, and you go to the place where things are only kind of happening.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gone anywhere, or maybe if you try time travel, you don't get to choose. It's just like boom, this is where you are. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you don't show up in the middle of the Atlantic.
We don't know what he did or did not do, though. If he's a time traveler, Danny, maybe he did something that altered the course of human history for the positive. From that moment forward, and we'll never know because to us, that's our reality.
He doesn't like the fact that his picture's being taken, which mm-hmm. is suspicious.
That is suspicious.
Yeah. Man, like, I'm busted. Get me out of here.
If I were a time traveler,
yep,
and I went back, this is what I'd do. I'd tell everybody, I'd be like, this is a funny joke. I'm a time traveler from the future. Anytime a picture is being taken of you, hold your hand up to your face like you're holding something and talking into it. Now you got 100 people doing that everywhere.
This is what people do in the future, just so you know. Mm-hmm. So whenever you see a picture being taken, go like this.
Yeah.
It means, in the future, it means mm-hmm. good tidings and joy. That's actually a good idea, Tyson. Throw them off the scent so that when you're captured with a picture of you holding your phone that you took into the past for some reason. I am curious, Tyson, what time would you travel back to?
What time would I travel back to?
And where?
I mean, I kind of need to see some dinosaurs, I think. But also if the atmosphere is different,
dangerous game.
I choke and die,
yeah,
that's a problem. I'm not too concerned with dying as long as I can flash back to the present at any given time that I want.
Right. Maybe can we just send like a drone back in time to go look at the dinosaurs and then like bring that footage back?
I think that's what we're already doing. They've sent drones back in time with the Tic Tacs, right? I'm going to assume those are time traveling devices.
Mm-hmm. The UFOs.
Yeah, the UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So... this photo was first posted in an Icelandic Facebook group, and that's where this controversy started. But a lot of people are feeling like this is evidence of one of the first recorded time travelers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I wish things like this were real, but they're not. So afraid to break the news.
I think if you want to travel back in time, you have to also plan for the fact that maybe you don't get back because you see all those time travel movies where their device breaks and they end up being stuck there. So you want to go to a time where based on your appearance, your knowledge, everything about you, you will be the greatest person in existence.
But at the same time, you won't be burned as a witch.
Correct.
For having this cool stuff.
Correct. So you just have to measure that to the point where it's just like, like if I rolled back to like even the 80s, I'd probably be pretty sick. But like all
like in
the
a
way
good
through,
way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Like even early 1900s, whatever. And like, and that's the other thing. Like you put me in the early 1900s, I'm winning some Olympic gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
Like without even really having to try that hard.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's
you
that
think?
Too. Oh, yeah, dude. You don't think
some
I'd be,
of those old timeies?
You don't think I'd be, I could win like a marathon or a bunch of swimming? I'd definitely win some swimming medals.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that. Now you're drawing too much attention to yourself, though, like this Icelandic time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to cause problems. You're
no,
split time. There's going to be a new.
You think it's a butterfly effect because I won
100%.
40 swimming gold medals in the 1902 Olympics.
At the probably.
Mm-hmm.
Going to cause some real problems. The guy who was going to win, he ended up doing something else that caused a splinter in time.
I think that'll be a red flag.
Yeah, 100%.
No, I'm going to do it still.
Tyson, you can't do things like that. You just have to try and just disappear in the background and be an observer.
That's at least only metal.
Like Bruce Willis in 12 Monkeys?
I can't remember that movie. I mean, I remember it. It was weird, but I don't remember what he does.
He's like a homeless weirdo on the streets that nobody believes. And then
he was a time traveler.
Tyson, you got to be careful. Look at this guy. He's already caused problems. He's already probably split the universe several times just by people who were going to do things. And now they're like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Well, you know, we'll see if more photos of the time travelers pop up. Maybe video of a time traveler at some point would be interesting to capture. But I guess you just got to keep going back and looking at your old photos to see if there's any time travelers there.
Who knows what we found? Look through your grandparents' photos, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to look through a lot of them, huh?
Yep. Well, we saw a time traveler who was talking on a phone, but here's another story about a miraculous phone. And this is a woman in the UK who was a paddleboarder. She dropped her iPhone in the ocean back on August 4th, 2021. And very sad, of course, if you drop your iPhone, she was out at sea. And so... that you would think, all right, well, that phone is gone for good.
Yeah.
She forgot all about her phone when she got contacted by a dog walker recently who found it on the beach, and they turned it back on and the phone still worked and they got it back to her.
I'm suspicious. I think the dog
of what?
Took it from her 500 days ago.
That's weird.
He's like, this is an awesome phone. He's been calling spammers, long distance phone calls, kind of used up everything and then just brought it back.
Yeah.
Was it in a waterproof case?
Oh, good question.
Oh, interesting.
Because if it was not in a waterproof case, I don't think even the most new iPhone would last 500 days ocean.
It was quite far out to sea, but it was inside one of those phone protection cases, which came with my paddleboard. So yes, it was protected.
Okay. Wow. What a commercial for the phone protection case.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to be buying paddleboards just to get their hands on one of these cases. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she has 23,000 unread emails.
What, did the email only go to that one phone and she never was able to get it to her email account?
Now it's starting to be sus because now she's not understanding technology enough to know that we know that she can get emails across a smorgasbord of devices.
23,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not even a big record.
I've gotten 23,000 emails this week about all the Black Friday deals. That constantly, I feel like between like Walmart, Costco, BJ's, Sam's Club, they email me like six times a day.
Who knows though? There could be one. Do you think there's even one good email in out of all?
Or one good deal? 000?
Yeah. Or one good deal? I don't
think they have priority inbox. Like
a person who has this many unread emails does not have priority inbox.
Definitely not.
But she's only got one unread Facebook message. Mm-hmm. So we know where her priorities are.
Yeah, from the time traveler. Like, hey, I've been found. Yeah.
Burn the hard drives.
Burn the hard drive. That's just, we told you, destroy the phone. Destroy the phone. Yeah. Yeah. But Tyson, it used to be you could send somebody a message in a bottle. Do you think that this is the new message in a bottle, the iPhone in a waterproof case?
I think it will be when the new iPhone comes out with the sat feature. Does it have the satellite feature on it yet?
No, this is an old iPhone.
Yeah, but I'm saying these new iPhones, if they have a satellite feature or just a satellite phone, because then if you get to a deserted island, you can still use a sat phone to call home and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who knows if there's coverage wherever our iPhones are floating?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they were able to get this phone back to its rightful owner. Now, okay, I mentioned all the Black Friday deals. Dan, are you going to do any Black Friday shopping?
No. That's ridiculous.
What time are you heading out to the store on Friday?
Well, it depends. I just bought a brand new pair of trampoline shoes that guarantee to give me the best grip when climbing over other people to sweet deals.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I've got my body armor. Mm-hmm. So pretty much I can go whenever I want. I'll probably go last minute and just elbow my way through to the front doors.
Okay.
What are you going to get?
Oh, dude, 500-inch TV, several new consoles.
Nice.
And then probably whatever I see people running towards, I'll push them out of the way and make sure I get more of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just about getting stuff so I can prove to people that I took advantage of Black Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, look, before you go out there and spend all this money on gifts for everybody on your list, according to a new study, 2,000 adults were polled and 66% of people say that if they could get one thing from Santa, it would be this. Tyson, do you know what it is?
Poll people. What do people like? Something expensive.
No.
Something that they don't have to take a poll for a couple days. Mm-hmm. Anything at all from Santa? That's like the thing. Like you just fill in the blank,
or people, did they have what they would like? And it turns out that the number one thing that they're hoping for is a good night's sleep.
I hope for that every night.
Yeah, get rid of your kids if you want that.
But I've never thought of asking Santa Claus for that.
Yeah. I don't know. So maybe it's something that you could get for people on your list. Maybe a sound machine. So other things to help keep you out. The problem is, you know, you have these kids and they want to wake up as early as possible.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the only thing. So Marlo will wake up in the middle of the night. She'll come climb into our bed. But she prefers to sleep like jammed up against me or with her feet on my face than on Rachel's. Gross. So if she's doing that and asleep and the alarm goes off, I can ignore it as long as Marlo sleeps through it. So I try to hold as still as possible. So then Rachel is in charge of getting Bergen up and ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my life hack.
It's a good hack.
Yeah.
62% claim the winter holiday season is their busiest time of year.
Yeah.
Your boss probably doesn't want to hear that.
Mm.
The biggest
you work in retail.
Lack of sleep during the holidays includes cooking, preparing meals, shopping stress, not even shopping, and financial stress.
Financial stress, right. Yeah. Yeah, people love the holidays, but
this has always been my problem with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ranted about it in the past.
Yes.
Like maybe long time ago, it had some importance. And now it's just a creator of stress. Like Liz will be stressed out of her mind the closer Christmas gets. But it's supposed to be like, oh, you're home with the family. You got a fire burning. The snow is falling. It's supposed to be this peaceful, beautiful moment. But instead, it's this like nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some people.
It's never ending. But I guess if you love to do it, then I guess it's not work for you. And I guess those are the people that love Christmas. But yeah. I don't know.
You love digging in the mine. I guess working in the mine's not a big deal.
Yeah, you never work a day in your life. Like, if that's the case.
Working. I'm living my dream.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably what people say about Christmas.
Yeah, or podcasting. Here's the study here. They said the best and worst nights of sleep. The worst night of sleep during the holiday season is Christmas Eve. That's true. You're like, you know, jammed up. The best night of sleep during the holiday comes the night of Thanksgiving. That's maybe from all the tryptophan.
I have heard that tryptophan
not
does
true.
Not actually, make you sleepy in that form.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong, could be right. I don't know. But I heard like a study or something that said that that's an old wives' tale.
But Danny, don't you have to...
A full tummy probably helps you go.
But don't you have to get up early and go shopping for the 500-inch TV?
You got to camp out and wait at night. You know,
I've already put a tent there and had my kids take turns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting that TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do people still do that? Do people line up outside of stores anymore?
I hope not.
Yeah, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never lined up outside of a store.
I haven't seen a line for a store, though, in a couple of years.
Used to be fun, right?
Did it?
I used to be like people would like line up for like 2 days and they would show it on TV. Now I feel like, I mean, well, how good do the deals have to be to get anybody to wait outside the store?
Yeah, I don't think it was ever fun, but
not for me to go, but to watch on TV.
Yeah, it's fun. It's still fun to watch on TV where it's like these guys are all battling the first 25 into the store.
It's like the Hunger Games.
$15 on a 500.
And the thing
TV.
Is, the first 25 save the money, and you're like, well, why are there 50 people?
No, why are there 700 people?
Yeah, and what are the other 675 people thinking is going to happen?
There's a bunch of other deals, and if you rush as hard as you can as soon as the doors are open and squish people, maybe you can punch somebody in the face to get.
Yeah, it was like fighting on an airplane. It was like something that people used to do just to sort of like.
It was like JetBlue. It was like the Octagon.
Just blow off some steam. Let me get to Walmart at 5 a.m.
I guess that was one of the benefits of COVID was that it kind of kept this.
It was like the purge.
Bloodbath at bay.
Yeah. And now people don't have that anymore. Why do you think everybody's in such a bad mood all the time? Used to be you get it out of your system on Black Friday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so. It's like let all the tension out of the balloon. Now we have all this like people take it to social media.
And that's why they sleep so well at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they used to sleep exhausted. They used to sleep better at night when they could go to their local Walmart, punch a few guys in the face, lift a huge, giant, heavy TV with one arm while fighting someone with the other arm.
Yeah.
until you get to checkout.
Yeah. Now you don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
That would be great if that was like the next Orange Theory or CrossFit. It was like Black Friday training, like carrying heavy things with one arm while learning to kick and punch at the same time. You know, like tying your loved one to a rope because they already do the rope thing, and then like pulling them back to the doors once they purchase the item.
Oh yeah. Like a bungee.
Yeah. Like a bungee. Launch just like a lot of,
and then we'll pull you back out. Man.
I won't be anywhere near a store that sells a flat screen TV on Black Friday.
Come on, Danny.
I already have two flat screen TVs.
I know you have an outside TV. That's the life you live. Not everybody has outside TVs.
That's true.
Next level.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We were talking about some competitive fishing records that were broken.
Oh, hold up, recently. Rob.
Yep.
Did you see what those guys got charged with?
No.
I believe they got a felony. They got something really, really serious.
The fish, cheaters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was no joke. They didn't just get yelled at by other fishermen.
Yeah,
they
throw the book at them.
Yeah, that's because they had won over like $150,000.
Yeah,
in fishing prizes. So
anyway, I just wanted to do that update. Don't cheat.
We do want to hear about this record. And they check the tummies of these fish for lead weights.
No, I don't think that this one looks like it was weighted. Check this out. This is a picture of a 67-pound goldfish that got caught in the UK. The only thing is, it looks kind of fake, right?
It does look Photoshopped. That's what I thought,
looks
too.
Fake, yeah.
I'm like, that looks like a fake.
That does not look like a real fish. It's like, they hired Jim Henson's studios.
Yeah. Like, does this look like a real fish to you?
No.
Yeah.
Do we have, is there enough outlets that say that this is real?
Okay. So I'm reading a story that is on the New York Post, which has a lot of true stories. Okay. Yep. And this is, but from a Facebook post.
Ooh. I would like to think the New York Post would get in there and do some journalism.
But it's from the New York Post's Facebook page?
No. A man posted on his own Facebook page. New York Post picked up the story.
Oh.
This looks so not real.
Yeah. It is from the Facebook page of Blue Water Lakes, which I guess is a place you can go fishing.
And they call it the Carrot.
In the UK. Yeah, they named the fish Carrot, and that they caught this fish, and he says they always knew Carrot was in there. He never thought he would catch it. So I guess this is maybe a famous giant fish.
Similar to Loch Ness Monster.
So they say the next largest goldfish ever recorded was 30 pounds lighter than this thing.
They went too far for feeding. That's just like, come on.
But I'm seeing it on NewYorkPost.com. It's definitely there.
Yep.
The mirror.
Here, let me see. I've got another angle of this fish. Maybe. What do you think of this one, Tyson?
Oh, that looks a little more real, but still like a Muppet.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a real thing look like a Muppet before.
So.
Very shiny.
Congratulations to Andy, but it sounds like that the fish is in excellent health and condition. So I'm not sure if it's in captivity or they threw it back.
I don't think he ate this.
Yeah, then they released the critter back into the lake. So let's see if somebody else can catch it.
Yeah.
And then nobody, if they brought it out into the world, then people could independently verify that this is a real fish.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Send it around to different museums.
Yeah.
I'd be up for that.
This fish belongs in an aquarium.
But the problem with fish is once people mount fish, I feel like it looks even more fake.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, look at this sturgeon I caught. You're like, dude, it looks like a piece of plastic. So I think it wouldn't help dispel any doubts if I saw this in a museum.
Okay. So very impressive. Congratulations to the fisherman, Andy Hackett, who did this.
Andy peaked. This is him peaking now.
Tyson, why wouldn't the time traveler come back and verify this?
That's what we need. We need them to do that.
Future fact checkers.
Yeah.
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 This guy, the former world record holder, was found in the U.S.
Yes.
And it was a 38-pound goldfish.
Mm-hmm. Embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That's so embarrassing for the
like
U.S.
Like a baby goldfish.
But it looks like a real fish. It looks like a real fish. It doesn't look all Muppety like that.
Hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
We've got another interesting animal story that there was a lot of people wondering about what was going on with in China, that there were a herd of sheep that was just wandering around in a circle for, I believe, 12 straight days or something like sort of like out of like a sci-fi movie right before something bad is about to happen.
I saw the headline, but I did not. But I think there must be something under the ground there that they're mm-hmm. avoiding.
An electromagnetic pulse. Mm-hmm. So yeah, into the mothership.
Yeah, this is where the UFO is going to land, Danny.
Right on those sheep.
Right here, right in that spot. Yeah.
Create instant lamb chops.
So a lot of people have been like kind of freaked out about this. Is this like a terrible omen that something is going to happen? But there's some theories about what's going on with the sheep. Danny, do you have a theory?
I don't have a theory, but when you said if this was like, you know, an omen, I thought if this was ancient times, mm-hmm. people would be just out of their minds.
Yeah.
Slaughtering virgins.
Like, reading the entrails, casting the oracle bones. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. Once you see a sign like this, everything becomes a sign. Birds falling out of the sky, thunderstorms that strike holy temples. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like end of days type stuff. But what was the reason? The modern day scientific reason.
There's something hollow under the ground.
No, the best that they can come up with is that they said that the sheep get frustrated when they're in the pen for a long time, and they might have some sort of like a stereotypic behavior, and with repeated circling due to frustration about being in the pen, and then one starts doing it, and then all the other ones are just like following the one that's circling in sort of like a herd mentality, and the more that do it, the more the other ones want to do it.
Hmm. It's like yawning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sheep yawn.
Yeah.
We yawn, and then that other people want
you to yawn, right? Yeah. Those are the baby sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sheep walk in circles, and it causes other sheep to want mm-hmm. to walk in circles.
Right. And then, Danny, isn't it like what you always say? Like, wake up, sheeple. Like
yeah, do your own thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always saying to people.
You just want
to
be another one of the
wake
sheep.
Up.
Yeah. Danny's like, be a lion like me. Let's all be lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be a sheep. Everybody, let's all be lions together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's when you like burst through into the Walmart, right?
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Knocking over all the sheep.
This animalistic just roar. Rah! And like everyone like gives me space because they're like, he's an alpha male.
You know a lion. You know a lion on Black Friday because he's carrying two flat screens while choking people out.
Yeah, he's got a kid and a baby Bjorn, two flat screens on each shoulder. He's also like power kicking, which is really why I train my legs so I can donkey kick people out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also some thought that maybe the sheep have a disease known as listeriosis, which is also known as the circling disease. Well, that doesn't sound promising.
It sounds like almost a direct link to what they were doing.
I wonder if they've got the circling disease or if they're just kind of like anxious.
Wait,
what is it called? The circling disease?
Yeah.
We can put them to work.
Yes. Doing what?
I don't know.
Circling. Like, remember that big hole? Remember that huge giant thing at the beginning of Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, where it ends up being just Conan turning it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have gotten a bunch of sheep with circling disease, and they could have spared Conan a life of building huge muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What yeah.
There's got to be a purpose for sheep with circling disease.
Yeah, to like grind grain. Or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like for nature to have invented circling disease?
Yeah. Like
no.
Have them digging fence posts.
I think that a scientist can come up with a something beneficial that a circling sheep can do.
Mm-hmm. Like sort of like push like a windmill around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just create
power
energy.
Source of the future.
I have an off the grid place that I just have 40 circling sheeps powering the whole thing.
Intentionally infected with circling disease.
Yeah.
Gotta, how it spreads? Is this a sexually transmitted disease?
I think that it was transmitted through bacteria in the food. I think they said that's one of the reasons. Okay.
Farm fault.
Okay. One other animal story to check out. A woman, a Texas woman, actually, was caught trying to smuggle a spider monkey across the border in a beer box. Maybe you could see why when you see how cute this guy was. Okay.
Oh, from where to where, though?
Yeah. So she was smuggling this guy across the U.S.-Mexico border, but it sounds like that she was a Texan. I don't know if she went to Mexico to get the monkey and then was trying to get him into the United States.
No, I think what happened was she consumed the content of the box, and after doing that, thought taking a spider monkey was a good idea, happened to have the empty box, threw it in the box, forgot about it, drove across the border.
Mm. No, I think she came across this monkey in Mexico while she was down there. Maybe not with the intent.
Maybe drinking the beer.
Beer was involved in the decision making.
But she looked at it and she's like, that's cute, and I could probably get it across the border.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they found it.
Okay. So they spotted her on March 21st at the Gateway International Bridge, and they noticed the suspicious box. When they opened the box, they noticed that there were holes in it. They found out that the spider monkey was inside, that she actually, refused to, do any sort of like, testing. She sped off, ran a traffic light, and nearly collided with other vehicles.
Good move.
Yes.
Yeah.
But later on, they found multiple online postings advertising the sale of this spider monkey.
Oh, okay. Aww. So it was with intent.
With her phone number on the posting.
So she posted it for sale. Then she had to go down into Mexico to get it.
Mm-hmm.
A dangerous move.
Posted. How much are they selling these monkeys for?
I don't know. It doesn't say, because I feel like it must have been a good deal if they're not advertising the price. Danny, would you head down to Costco on Friday morning if they had the spider monkey on sale?
See what a monkey goes for on Alibaba. They only sell them in crates of 100.
Well, it's cheaper if you buy them in bulk.
What is she doing?
Yeah. So
grab this like out of a tree, like luring it to her with some bread, and then just snatched it. Is that how you take a spider monkey?
I think you like can
a net gun. A net gun would be cool.
Yeah, are those real?
Yeah,
I want to believe a net gun.
He looks cute, but then you know we remember like we did those stories. Was it Thailand where like the monkeys are like taking over cities and stuff like that?
Yeah,
you don't want this.
When I lived in the Philippines, there was a kid who had a pet monkey, and it was a spider monkey, I believe, and it was cute as long as you always paid attention and stuff to it. And, but then, if you didn't know the monkey, it would throw its poop at you.
Yeah. Do you remember that dog diarrhea in that lady's mouth?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The monkey's going to do so much worse to you.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's, do not this holiday season try to get your hands on a spider monkey. It's probably smuggled illegally into the United States. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's legal to have a pet monkey in the United States at any time now. I think there was a time 50 years ago when it was legal.
During Friends.
Then I think it became illegal, but like people who owned them currently were like grandfathered in or something like that. And then it's, do not. There's no reason for that.
Even Ross from Friends in real life actually hated the monkey.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
He said
he hated working with the monkey. Yeah.
And Ross was an international sex symbol at the time.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. That was one of the most startling headlines to ever come out of the series, was that some people considered Ross a sex symbol.
Yeah, but he hated the monkey. All right. Danny, do you have a Thanksgiving or otherwise bolt hole story for us to be thankful for this holiday season?
I've got a turkey of a story.
Okay, here we go. Danny's bolt hole coming up next.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes. Established 2015, Danny's bolt hole.
The proudest achievement of my life. Mm-hmm. Like my kids pale in comparison. I'm surprised this didn't show up actually on our list of stories today. It
intersects a couple of things. That's good news.
But I eat a ton of how do you say it, Tyson? You lived in Europe for a while. Haribo.
Probably
candies. And I've spoken with a candy maker. A neighbor of mine made candies in the U.S. and he said
the guy from Jelly Belly.
No, he said that Haribo is some of the finest candy in the game. And I believe that. I currently have some right here on my desk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is Haribo? I don't know what this is.
Gummies. Gummy candy.
But not just like very inventive gummies. Not just like standard gummy bears. They do make those. But like all sorts of weird.
They make the peach rings, the apple rings. They make the worms. They make all of it. Show us the bag of candy you have in your possession currently.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, let's zoom in on Danny. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, go full screen. It's got grape. What are those, like gummy worms? What are those?
They're like these weird, they're just not good enough for my kids to eat, but good enough for me to like. So that's why I buy them.
Okay.
I'm here. And I had another bag that I ate yesterday. So I've already consumed one bag. That's my second bag. Mm-hmm. And I do like this brand. And the story is about a man in Germany who found a lost check. A corporate check for $4.8 million made out to the gummy bear maker Haribo. Ooh. He found it in his candy. So some guy
There was a check in the candy?
Yeah, for $4.8 million.
Like Wonka's ticket?
Yeah, kind of like the golden ticket. Must have like a guy's breast pocket. Unfortunately, it wasn't like a cashier's check. It was written out to Haribo.
Still though.
So he helped destroy it. They didn't ask for it. They just had him destroy it and then give proof that he had destroyed it. Now, you would think, well, what kind of reward does a person get for finding a $4.8 million check?
Should
like,
we
what
guess?
Would you think is appropriate? Yeah.
Year supply of Haribo candy.
At least.
Yeah.
What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say a lifetime supply.
I totally agree. He got a small box filled with a couple bags, it sounds like.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to inspire people to be better, then the reward should be equal to the thing you did to get the reward, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, with the $4.8 million check, if it's just a check, he can't do anything with
it. I know he can't do anything with it, but
They know that he can't do anything with it. And they also, the greatest thing that he did for them was raise awareness that this check was not in their possession so they could have whoever issued the check rewrite the check.
I think they probably already, this probably happened a long time ago. Like imagine that you were the person that lost the $4.8 million check. You're probably going crazy, but 100%. Was it a check from a vendor to them?
That's what I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Most likely was. Look, all I'm saying is that someone somewhere is very relieved that the check was found because there must have been, where did it go? Who has it? Where is this check? Yeah, it can't be used most likely for some criminal purpose, but it's still out there in the world. And I think that the relief of knowing where it is and that it's been destroyed is worth more than one box of gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me. And actually, every now and then I read about people who find things.
Not right.
And you're always like, does the reward equal what they've done? The action.
Yeah. What'd that lady give the iPhone person?
Probably. Yeah, exactly. In that case, that's not like a big corporate, entity. This is like a person. Maybe she should have given them the paddleboard. But but when a big corporation does something like this, you just want to see a nice big gesture. That says it's just a little disappointing.
Do something.
Maybe I'll buy less candy. Knowing that it's not going, some of the money I give them isn't going to
rewards.
Yeah, rewards. So yeah. You never know, guys. Keep your eye out there for your own golden ticket. You never know what food, what hot soup you might find in the hot soup or any bag of candy or chip.
You never know what people are dropping in these things.
And maybe hold out a little while longer. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, I've got something, and maybe send them, you know, a corner of a picture, you know, that's just the corner of the check. Like, what give me for this.
Just so weird. In a bag of candy, there was just a check in with the candy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like some guy was looking down into the big vat of gummies and it just fell.
That had already been made and just like it like fell in the bag before the bag got sealed.
Yeah, weird.
It is weird. So, but are we sure that it was the bag? Like the bag you're holding in your hand, Danny, was the check inside a bag like that?
That's what it sounded like.
Or did he order like a box of Haribo stuff from them directly and inside the box within?
You know what? It probably the guy got the check at Haribo and to celebrate, he and his secretary made love.
Or swam around in them. Yeah.
And while he was making sweet love in the gummies, it just got dropped, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That would be quite sweet.
That would be an experience to make love in the coming.
Should we all get jobs at Haribo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like you can do whatever you want.
It does. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a wild place to work.
Wild, everything going on over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tyson, what if next the lady brings you a bag of Haribo candy?
Oh, yeah, you better. And it's not open, Tyson. You should accept it. Yeah.
But listen, this lady's MO is it's definitely going to be open and some is going to be gone. And probably different candies from other bags will be in there. But you'll look at it, it'll be like, oh, this is supposed to be a bag of gummy peach rings. But there's like worms and other stuff.
Well, gummy worms?
Not only will it be open, but the packaging will have been open in such a way that it's torn almost all the way down to the bottom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of the pieces have carpet on it because you knew that it just spilled out.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or pet hair and all dog. Of it.
Yeah. Cat hair.
Do you think somebody else is getting the missing pieces of the pie that you got? Or you think that she ate that part of the pie and then you're getting leftovers?
My theory is that she eats it and then is like, I've made a pie that I will not be able to consume in the amount of time I need to.
Yeah.
I will pass it on to someone who doesn't know me so that they can neither say yay or nay.
Yeah. Maybe this is a diet.
Yeah.
You're helping.
Maybe, but why? I'm going to probably just put a trash can out on my front doorstep for future deliveries.
Yeah. Put up a sign. This is.
I love that. Remember how I wanted all the angles?
Yeah.
What I really want is a thing on my front porch that says, "Put your food here."
Yeah. Used food goes in this trash.
Fire. Mm-hmm. That just burns it up.
Instantly. Smart.
Yeah. Okay. I think though, because she said happy giving and didn't say Thanksgiving, and she also sent the apology loaf of bread that was like, "Sorry for the first delivery." That she's really expecting a large gesture of gratitude. The problem is, I don't know where she lives. I don't know her name. I don't know who she is exactly. And everything she's given us, we would have been better off without.
You should do something reciprocal, like make something gross, eat something halfway, and then give it to her and say, this is to thank you for all the delicious.
What about like a pizza? Yeah.
But bring it to her like at 6 a.m. the next day.
Some
or just have it ready to go. Yeah. Like, oh, wait, I have something for you.
Yeah. Oh, hold up a second. Yeah. Here's a partial pizza that we
sandwich.
Yeah. Like sat out for a couple days.
Happy Thanks Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Man. All right. Danny, do you have any big plans for Thursday?
Try not to eat any turkey. Fill up on stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get stuffed with stuffing.
Yeah,
with
stuffing. That's why how it got that name.
Have we explored this, Danny? That you are anti-turkey.
Yeah,
yes, we have talked.
Yeah,
I don't like turkey.
Antiquated meat that Danny will not.
That's right.
Ingest.
I thought we had moved past turkey as a meat we consume.
Yeah,
technology had advanced to the point where we no longer ate turkey, and obviously we don't because they're wandering the streets. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Turkey's disgusting. I think someone in my family will make something else and then I'll just eat that.
Like a honey baked ham?
Yeah, sometimes they do ham, sometimes chicken, sometimes some kind of barbecue. Mm-hmm. Anything other than that giant goldfish would be better to eat.
Brisket?
I would take that. Yes.
I bet that that giant goldfish tastes like rubber.
So gross.
Yeah.
I bet it only tastes like rubber because it's made out of rubber.
And it's been eating rubber. Yeah. That's been
it's made out of Haribo candy.
Yeah, it's fake.
That would be delicious. It's a
Muppet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think if that photo is not Photoshopped to make it look cleaner and cooler, that is not a real fish.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I need a listener that lives by that lake to go and catch that fish.
Go find it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just giving thanks, Rob.
Yeah. That's nice.
Should we all go around and stand up and say one thing we're thankful for?
Hmm.
No, that's so awkward. That's actually the worst part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, oh, it's one of the worst parts. Yeah. Rob loves that part.
Rob's like, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An old turkey bone while telling everyone that I'm thankful for them.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that somebody at the table mentions like everything that I do. I mean, that's not happening.
That's why this is always such a downer. It's like, And what are you thankful for, Bergen? All of my toys. Okay, and who bought you those toys? Santa did a lot of them. Why are you always giving him credit?
Yeah.
Who else? Mom. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll shock everyone at dinner on Thursday and be like, guys, I'm thankful for Rob's sister, Nino.
Oh.
And
then who's that?
They'll be like, who's that? He's like, he makes sure my microphone's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Yeah.
He gave me the whole...
Your siblings listen to this.
They do. Know who Actually, it is. A lot of siblings would know who Rob Janina was.
Yes.
Do they still listen?
Yeah. Just on Sunday, they talked to me about it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
My niece did.
Danny,
Your niece listens too?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
She's grown up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, grown up.
Yes.
This isn't like a six-year-old niece.
Yes. Danny, I feel like last year, did you go off on the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Oh, yeah. We talked about the New York Thanksgiving Parade.
Mm-hmm.
We
did. Yeah.
Really disappointing.
I mean, it's just like...
Why is society propping up Thanksgiving? What's really going on?
Well, it's not even about that. It's like...
Black Friday.
A parade? Parades aren't fun to see in person. And then the fact that they're like, let's televise this for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. You know what's worse than a parade? So my wife gets... I don't know why. She is a sucker for... tree lighting. Yeah. Oh, she's putting these things on my calendar of, we got to go to this tree lighting. Tree lighting is way worse than a parade.
So they just put the tree in front of your face?
No, it's like you go to like some mall or like some like outdoor shopping center and like they turn the lights on their tree for the first time and everybody's like, ooh, like we've never seen lights before.
Okay. Yeah.
The only tree lighting I want to go to is one where they just covered in gasoline. Right then. That would be cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That used to happen down by Utah Lake, Danny?
Yeah, we used to pile up trees.
Pile up the old Christmas trees. Yeah,
people leave their old ones out on the street, and then we just get them and cover
the worst.
Them in gasoline and have a real tree lighting.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. I'm with you on that, Rob.
Yeah, I've never been to a good one.
I've never been to one.
That would be good, like...
Mm-hmm. I've never been to a good one. What are you hoping for? What would make a tree lighting good for you, Rob?
This is like sort of the measuring stick that I have with these family events that I think about like, okay, if I was like an old person and I was like on my deathbed, would I say to myself like, oh, like I wish I would have, instead of working, I would have done that. But I really feel like, and maybe I'll be wrong, but if I had the choice to go to like one more tree lighting or do the like the most menial work task, I think I would still pick just getting the work done.
I would love it if future Rob came back. He's like, Rob, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, time traveler.
Tree lightings.
The tree lightings. Yeah, that's what it was all about.
It was all always
the kids aren't lighting. Even enjoying it. It's just,
nobody does.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we're so bored.
Yeah. My wife. Terrible. Rachel will be like, we should do this. I was like, that sounds horrible. And she's like, well, it's in a Norman Rockwell painting. I was like, those happened like 50 years ago, 60 years
100
ago,
80, maybe
80 years ago,
yeah.
100 years ago.
Back when people preferred turkey over other meats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
they didn't have easy access to brisket.
Any holiday decided over a plate of turkey is not a holiday I want to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get that out of my face.
That's turkey. That's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But Christmas isn't necessarily turkey. There are other meats involved. Like think about 4th of July. It's got lots of good meats.
Uh-huh.
holiday is decided.
What holiday has what holiday has the best meats?
Got to be 4th of July. Any meat goes except for turkey. No one's giving you barbecue turkey. Like that would be offensive. You'd be like, you hate America. That's why you gave me this barbecue turkey. Right?
Yeah.
At Christmas, we have turkey. I mean, we don't have turkey. We have chicken at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Who does?
We have other meats. No turkey. Get that out of my face.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anti-turkey. And to all those big turkey companies that were looking into sponsoring the podcast.
Sorry, Butterball. Yep. The only turkey Danny wants to see is a 12-foot skeleton.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
I'm talking to Devin Pinto tomorrow.
Oh, you found him.
Yeah. Is he hard to find?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's heard from him in 6 years.
You know who I really want to find is Amanda Kimmel.
She's tough to pin down.
Yeah.
Off the grid.
So Devin Pinto.
Yeah.
And then I started our new Life with Raw, Boston mm-hmm. Rob and Tyson Apostle project to very good reception.
Mm-hmm.
And then just Major League Pickleball stuff. Yeah. So I've got four podcasts currently going.
Tyson, I saw that Boston Rob would not be happy with Danny. He said that, you know, if you don't give your kids turkey, mm-hmm. then that's a big problem. That you're a bad parent if you don't give your kids turkey.
No, he said that they'll use that as ammunition for future. He's like, your kids will
that
be messed
like
up.
That sounds like projection.
Yeah. He's like, your kids will be messed up because then when it's 20 years down the road and they're like, why am I the way I am? It's because my father didn't give me traditional Thanksgiving dinner like
Danny?
Everybody else got.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. Like chaining my kids to the past, some archaic past. It's like, yes. And I mean, it's just so dumb. No, the future's now. Let's decide what the future will be. It should be some other meat. That's the future is not turkey.
Wow.
Yeah. I also agree with that.
Or cranberry, or any of that garbage they feed you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to eat anything the pilgrims took off that ship.
Yeah,
they got there like we got this stuff. They had only the grossest things left over. They'd eaten all the good. They had consumed all the good stuff on the ship, and all they had left were like yams, canned yams. Like, yeah, well, we've got these to share with the Indians.
They have canned yams. Yeah.
Like,
oh my god,
canned yams. Did you say canned or canned?
I don't know what they ate, but it was obviously disgusting and. Some way we try to honor them by eating the gross food they probably didn't even want to eat. If you brought a pilgrim to the future and you offered him like a T-bone steak, like a wasabi beef, he's going to take that turkey and he's going to punt it right out of the room.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it's football also?
Do you think his taste buds can handle that?
He'll probably die like hours later from all the sweetness and processed foods, but he will die with a smile on his face, unlike eating turkey and then dying several hours later in the muck.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
sorry, guys.
We ordered our Thanksgiving feast from a restaurant so that we don't have to make it ourselves.
Smart.
But you have to order it as a package and it comes with all that garbage. It comes with the cranberry glomp.
Yeah.
It comes with the candied yams.
Yeah.
It comes with creamed corn.
Yeah.
I'm not a creamed vegetable type.
See what I mean? See what I mean? This is pilgrim food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, so then I just added a bunch of stuff to it and hope that somebody out of the 18 people eat a little bit of some of everything.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, I'm sorry. I think we got off on to talking about Thanksgiving. You were talking about your podcast coming up this week.
That's it. That's all the podcasts I got coming up. If listeners would subscribe to all of those just to boost my numbers, that would be always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on, Rob? Who are you talking to tomorrow?
That we have all of the big reality shows coming up, and we're going to get, I'm going to try to cover all of them in one night. Because I don't want to podcast at all on Thursday. So I'm going to talk about The Amazing Race, Survivor, and The Real Love Boat all in one night coming up on Wednesday. So, you know, join us for that. I have a movie recommendation that I watched.
Ooh.
I watched nothing but Netflix. We watched Slumberland, which I was prepared goof on and make fun of. It's got Jason Momoa, and he's kind of like a monster. And I was like, haha, watch this. This is another stupid Netflix movie. And I loved it. I thought it was such a touching family movie. And a big recommendation over the holiday.
Okay. Yeah. Slumberland.
Okay, yeah. An earnest recommendation of Slumberland.
Right. Ernest P. Worrell?
No, the earnest recommendation from me. Yes.
We'll
it was whimsical.
Yeah. Ooh. I will watch it.
Mm-hmm. I know that you don't use whimsical lightly.
No, I do not. I do not. So that's what's going on. All right. We will be back after, assuming, Danny, please be careful on Friday at the stores. Okay. We wanted you back here in one piece for News AF coming up next week. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving for everybody here in the U.S. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.